this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. Guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm Hamera, and we have Crystal here. And this is another episode of A Title to be Worked On. So today, before we get started, if you are watching Backstreet Rookie and aren't on episode 8, I suggest go watch it and then start to listen. And if you're not watching this and you don't care about spoilers or whatever it is, continue to listen. All right, Crystal, want to tell us about Backstreet Rookie?
Sure. It's based off of a family or like a manager of a convenience store. Well, not a convenience store. You know that those like 24/7 open like stores that you can just get like random like food things. I don't know. What do you call it? Is that called a convenience store? Oh. Okay. Go back. Okay. It's about a family that, or like a manager of a convenience store and like his tragic love life / the people that he has to deal with in his life. So we basically start off with like him having a really hard time and struggling with running the convenience store. So he has to get a part-timer, which ends up being someone that he knew like 3 years back that he randomly like just came upon and kissed, and then he finds out it's her, and like he has all these biases about her.
He thinks she's a bad girl,
and things like crazy events happen. And then, like, we find out, like, he has a girlfriend right now. Things don't go well with her and all those stuff. So, it's basically the typical Korean drama, four people loving each other. Like, the love collateral thing? Yeah. I don't know. But it's, and it's all centered around, like, a convenience store.
Yeah, most and, like, of the family shots are in the convenience store,
mm-hmm.
for sure. I think it is a low-budgeted production, too.
Yeah, what? No, I think it's, like, a pretty good budget.
Yeah. I don't know, but regardless, they still do a good job. There's a lot of comedic elements. So if you have watched Strong Girl Bongsu episode 1, there's, like, those... There's that fight scene where the girl kicks and the guys jump and they go into the air and they come down. Like, there's a lot of extraness. So if you're not used to watching that, you might not like the show. But if you don't mind that comedic element of it, then continue to watch because there are some kicks and punches that are being thrown. And
yeah, like the part-timer girl, she's amazing. She like karate kicks everyone. And like,
yeah, in fact, the kiss that we're talking about that she did 3 years ago was she did like a flying kiss. Like she kicked in the air and she just landed
she
on him
into
and
the
like
air,
kissed
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. That was just, I was like, what is she gonna do? And then it ended
so
up.
Confused.
Yeah. Oh, it was, I don't know. I love the like extra stuff, the extra flying kicks. And like being able to take out people like 10 times your size. It's so funny. It's so funny.
And they have like illusions of things happening too sometimes.
Yeah.
Whether it's like ghost or something else, they'll like dim the lights and things would happen and sounds and things like that are happening. Should we talk about what we don't like?
What you don't like?
what we don't like, I guess, about the characters, I guess.
Oh, what do you mean, what do we don't like? Like characters we don't like?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can straight up tell you I don't like Yunju.
Oh, you don't?
No, she's a confused woman who's playing with two guys and one girl's feelings. Yeah. She's very selfish, self-centered, and she can't, like, I just don't like her. Especially, like, for right now, like, she's dating Daehun, which is Ju Seong-woo, and he does whatever he can to please her. And she doesn't have much appreciation because she doesn't see his point of where he's coming from. Like, this guy is a middle-class man, mate, and she's, like, this upper-class rich girl. She's too embarrassed to even show her relationship to the world or even her parents, that she hides it for the past 3 years, which already is, like, a big red flag. But then she has a problem with him talking to a random girl, like, with no strings attached, but she has a problem with that, to the point that she tells the girl to quit, which I mean the part-timer, Seppo. And then the most recent episode, she legit cheated on him, and then near the end she goes back to him because, oh my god, this guy actually likes me, what was I thinking?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do hate that about her, but I feel so sad about her because she really just doesn't know. Like, I think she made a gigantic mistake with going out, like, going and kissing her, like, childhood friend. But, like, I mean, he kept on hitting on her. So it's kind of, like, hard. She should have been,
like, firm. No, I like my man. I'm happy with him.
But she wasn't happy.
Yeah, but then break his heart and then go to him.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't cheat.
Yeah, that's just sad. And then she goes back and be like, I love him. I'm like, dude, I know. What did you do? Why? Ugh.
I don't know what had swayed me, but no, I need to go to him.
No.
So, like, the end was where she sees that Seokbo is staying, or we don't know how it's gonna be played out, but Seokbo is staying at Hyunbin's house.
Is that right?
Like the names?
Yeah, but right. Names.
Daehun.
Daehun. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like
saying the name of that. Okay, I'm just gonna stick with Ji Seong-wook, guys.
Yeah, just stick with that. We like clearly do not know, like, the characters' names at all. Like, it's just, we know, we go by, like, oh yeah, the main character guy and, like, the like, not the main character girl, or, like, that side character girl, or, like, that guy's girlfriend or that guy's boyfriend.
Yeah,
we really don't know any of them. Like, I feel like that's usually how it goes, though.
Yeah. It's really bad, especially because I don't want to butcher their names, too, which I'm already doing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are not Korean, so I'm sorry if this like, we cannot say the names properly.
But yeah, and then, okay, you know that actor dude? The actor dude? So there's this actor dude who was actually Seokbo's childhood friend. He is a cutie.
Oh, he is my favorite.
And he totally likes Seokbo, but she doesn't see it, and she's just too focused on Ji Seong-woo to even notice that he feels some sort of way for her. But anyways, he's cute, and I just had to say that he's cute, and he's in the show, and he's probably not gonna get any girl by the end of the show, but he's there. Unless, you know, if he goes, you know what could happen? I don't know if it will. Like, obviously, you'll be rejected by Seppo, but, like, in the process of finding her sister?
Oh, maybe you he'll know? Be with the sister?
The sister?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that's gonna work out, but
I still love it. Will happen, like, but it could happen.
Mm-hmm. But either way, like, I just love that he's in the show. Oh, such eye candy.
Yeah, his presence is enough. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other dude.
Who basically... we're talking about Kim Min-gu. That's his actual, like, name, the actor's yes. name. Like, I really I liked him, like, from when he was, like doing his first thing. Like, was it, like, a police guy? Oh, and he was on the singing show that, like, makes you figure out if this guy is, like, tone deaf or not.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah. His singing is amazing. It's beautiful.
He has both dimples, right?
Huh? Yeah. I think so. Oh. Okay, oh, yeah, I'll stop obsessing. It's okay.
What about the other dude? There was a guy, Ji Shang Wook's best friend. He's a comic, I think an 18 plus comic book artist.
Yeah.
Webtoon artist to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
18 plus webtoon artist, and he has dreads and... basically is obsessed over Jamaica.
Reggae? Yeah. It's pretty, like, it's one of the bigger music genres in Korea.
But he's just funny to watch in general. Because he's, like, in his own world. And he just comes in any scene to, like, I guess divert the story or, like, just have, like, this 2 minute pause, relax, I'm here now. Like, I feel like he's there for a break for the audience who's watching.
Yeah. And he just, like, comes in and then they're like, okay, take over the store. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, every time. Like, this man's always in a PJs and he comes to the store and he's taking over someone's shift. Yes. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even get invited to the party.
No, he doesn't. That's so sad.
That was so sad. Like, they had a store party for appreciation, and he was taking over the store while everyone else went and ate food and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even Kim Min-gu, like, he went.
He went, too. Like, someone not even from...
from, like, but, the actual employees. But he is a celebrity, so.
Yeah. He's a celebrity and they got their social media picture.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just hope. Like, by episode 10, I feel like Yunju and Ji Shang Wook will be broken apart. They'll have their official breakup. I think that'll be like episode 10. And then episode 13 or something, he'll get together with Seppo, and then 16, they'll be happily ever. They'll live happily ever after.
Okay, we'll see if your prediction is right.
Episode 13 and episode 10. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think episode 10 is more likely that the webtoon. Drop like person with the school friend. We'll get together, because they're gonna meet up soon, right? So it's gonna happen.
Yeah, the numbers are gonna
happen. Or they're gonna hate each other forever. Either one of those. No.
They're gonna meet each other and be like, ew, and then they won't talk to each other, and then one day they'll talk to each other and they'll be like, all right. If I'll go past the fact that I kind of knew you in person.
Mm-hmm. And hated then you in person. Sure. They're definitely getting together for sure.
Uh-huh. Alright, so guys, if you're watching the show, let us know what you think is going to happen in the next few episodes. What's your favorite scene? What you don't like? What you like? Let us know. And if you want, you can follow us on social media, on our Instagram page, which is 82, as in the number 2, b.podcast. Go hit the follow and like, and don't forget to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
I think we have Google Podcasts too.
Okay, well, go look for us there too, guys.
I'm not sure though. But.
And it has been hot. If you are in like the GTA area, it's been extremely hot this past week. Like really hot and humid. Oh my god. Like it's literally entering a sauna. But if you are going outside, make sure you stay hydrated, drink lots of water. I don't think public washrooms are open, so maybe not. Don't drink too much water if you're going out, but you know, drink water.
Public washrooms are open. Are they not?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, I went to a public washroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But was it in, like, Tim Hortons or something?
At Markville Mall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the malls are open. I don't know. Okay, maybe if the washrooms are open, go for it, guys. Drink all the water you want. Okay, bye, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.